So I'm definitely not an educator. I'm not in education. I don't profess to know anything about how schools are run or however. Just find it odd that my boys, and I know other yeshivas have this as well, you have boys in 6th grade or 5th grade who are 11, 12 years old, pre-bar mitzvah, and yeshivas, many of the yeshivas start at 9 o'clock, and the time they get to davening, it's 9:15, whatever, the time they get to Kriya Shema, it's often 9:30 at the earliest, sometimes it's 9:45, sometimes the time it gets, you know, 6th grade boys to calm down often takes a little bit of time also. The time you finally get to Kriya Shema is already 9:30, 9:40. Often, that's well past the Zman Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon. Huh?
What is Zman Kriya Shema?
What is Zman Kriya Shema? So, separate question. Assuming you know what Zman Kriya Shema is, and you observe it as an adult, the question is, does a 12-year-old need to observe Zman Kriya Shema? Does a 10-year-old, certainly 5th graders, they sometimes don't even dive until 10, 11 o'clock. The Rebbe gets them settled. They do Chumash sometimes in the morning, Gemara. You're not davening before Zman Kriya Shema. Is that allowed? Is that not allowed? Here's one of those things where you read the halacha, it's a wild sugya. Shulchan Aruch writes, Ketanim Peturim. Ketanim are pater from Kriya Shema. Rabbeinu Tam, according to two, we're going to have two opinions. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Kishelo Igia L'chinuch. Young children are only pater from Kriya Shema in general, but once you hit the age of chinuch, what's the age of chinuch? According to the Mishnah Berurah, 6 or 7. Right, 6, 7. Yeah, so that age, 6 or 7. Okay, even if you want to say it's 8 or 9, we're already talking about 4th, 5th grade. According to Rabbeinu Tam, past that point, you are chayiv in Kriya Shema. Only under the age of chinuch is not chayiv in Kriya Shema. Then you read Shulchan Aruch, he continues, but according to Rashi, afilu higia l'chinuch. So according to Rashi, everyone is pater from Kriya Shema until you hit Bar Mitzvah, it sounds like. Why? Because the kid's still sleeping in the morning, the father's not around that night. How is he going to teach the kid to say Kriya Shema? The father's not around that night at that time, and then the kid's still long sleeping. So therefore, according to Rashi, you're pater until Bar Mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'roi leno k'Rabbeinu Tam, meaning that a kid of the age of chinuch, above 6 or 7, certainly above 8 or 9, would have to say, is obligated in Kriya Shema because of chinuch. The father is obligated to teach his kid to say Kriya Shema. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, even though we follow Rashi technically, the Rambam agrees with Rashi, nevertheless, the proper way to do it is that one should follow Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, this is actually the Rambam's opinion as well, that a kid above the age of chinuch, so above 8 or 9 for sure, is obligated, the father is obligated to teach him to say Kriya Shema. Great. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, cites the Bach, and says, even according to Rashi, once the kid hits 12, everyone holds the father is obligated to teach the kid to say Kriya Shema. So everything is very clear. Once you're 12, 6th grade, for sure you're obligated to say Kriya Shema. Once you're 11, 10, 9, according to Rabbeinu Tam, for sure, and that's how Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah say, is proper to follow. So everything is very clear, and just to make sure, Rabbi Yashiv says nowadays that parents are around. Half the parents in our society work remotely or they're home by time that their kids home at night. Everyone's around much more than they were hundreds of years ago, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, there is no excuse the father's not around to teach the kid Kriya Shema. And therefore, you would be obligated certainly nowadays to teach the kid to say Kriya Shema. Which leaves us with our million-dollar question. Okay, very good. Every kid knows how to say Kriya Shema. Every father does their due diligence and teaches their kid to say Kriya Shema. The million-dollar question is, what about teaching them to say it on time? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, you might want to leave now. Now is a good time to walk out. Avli gil l'chinuch, shu kvar shis o shvar sheva shan, 6 or 7, chayav aviv l'chancho. Says Mishpur, the father is obligated to give him chinuch, or b'kamo b'shar kol ha-mitzvos, v'gam, and also, she'yikre'ena bizman kriya shma, im ha-brachos l'fanev ha-akre'a. Once the kid's in 2nd, 3rd grade, a father must make sure the kid not only says Kriya Shema in the proper time. I have no idea why or how, you know, yeshivas daven past Zman Kriya Shema. Forget about making the Magen Avraham like us Ashkama many people like to make. Even if you go with the Vilna Gaon, so there's sometimes Kriya Shema is 9:20, 9:30 for sure. And so therefore, if you don't daven by 9:30, yeshiva starts at 9, by the time you get them settled down in second, third, fourth, fifth grade, they're not davening by 9:20 necessarily. For sure not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're obligated to teach them to do it. This is based on the Rambam, who says you have to teach them Kriya Shema be'onasa in its proper time. Rabbi Yashub says, well, if the kid is sleeping, okay. No one wants to wake a sleeping teenager. Everyone who has been a parent understands the last thing you want to do is wake a sleeping teenager. And therefore, Rabbi Yashub says, well, if a kid's going to be sleeping, you don't have to wake him for the Magen Avraham. You should wake him for the Vilna Gaon's later Zman. But if you know he ain't going to get up so easily, maybe there's room to allow him to continue sleeping. Fine. That's great if your kid is sleeping. But if a kid is playing ball in the yeshiva gym, or he's doing chumash first instead of davening, what is the heter? So I have one heter, one and a half heter. The half heter, you could say, well, maybe the age of chinuch is really older than 6 or 7. Maybe it's 8, 9, or 10. Maybe 11. Our kids aren't so smart maybe nowadays, so maybe it gets a little bit higher. But still, that's not going to save you for 6th and 5th grade. That saves you maybe for 2nd, 3rd, 4th. But still 5th or 6th, before Bar Mitzvah, they would have to say Kriya Shema. So there is one Mar Makom. The Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa wrote an edition in 1965. It was the first edition. And anyone who knows Jewish history, what happened to the first edition of the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa? They burned down his warehouse of all his Svarim because he had too many leniencies in his 1965 edition. So he wrote a 1979 edition, which only has Chumras. And I have the 1989 edition. And now you could get the new fancy version a couple of years ago. It's 3 volumes. They updated it with new print, etc. Fortunately, my father has a 1965 edition, and I have in his inscription, and is my father, and got the Eitz Chaim Talmud Award in 1972 in Eitz Chaim. So I have his in the front. He got the Sefer, so he has the original copy. I told him he should sell it, make millions of dollars off the original Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa original edition. You can't find it anywhere. So listen to what the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa writes. In that one edition, he had a section on Chinuch. He writes like this. He says, even though a father needs to teach their kid to say Kriya Shema morning and afternoon, he doesn't need to say it in the proper time. He doesn't need to do that. But it's better that you teach him to do it in the proper time. So what's the basis of this? So for my 20 seconds left, where does this come from? There's a whole big discussion by chinuch. When you teach a kid chinuch to do a mitzvah, do you have to teach him the basic mitzvah or all the other accoutrements and the hidurim and all the nuances of the mitzvah? Now, that's going to cost you a lot of money because the classic example is by Reuven Estrig. So you can't get the junky chinuch set, which isn't kosher. You have to get him a kosher set, but you have to get him the $100 set, or can you get him a $25 set? Answer is, according to many poskim, the $25 set is fine. Why? Because as long as it's kosher, and that's you fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, you don't have to get him the fancy version. So too over here. You need to teach him the basic mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is to say Kriya Shema. Oh, the little accoutrements, the hidurim of saying it in the proper time, maybe that you don't need to say. Which is in his next footnote, he goes on and says, well, that's not a great leniency because it's different. By Reuven Esrog, the hidurim are just extra. By Kriya Shema, despite Reb Yossi's comment before, by Kriya Shema, fundamentally internally to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to say it in the proper time. So you can't tell me he's going to say Kriya Shema without the proper time, which means our leniency goes out the window, but he does write it in the first version. Check it out, 1965. You get this contraband of Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. He says this leniency. I have no idea what the yeshivas do or why the yeshivas do that, why no one is makbid. I feel as a father now that I learned through this very well, I think the answer is tell your kids, I say Kriya Shema before they go to school every morning. That would be the Eitzah. And this way, make sure they say Brachas and Kriya Shema if they know they're going to daven, not in the proper time. That's what I would suggest. Yeah, Shkoyach.